We do have Doug on right now.
Is Doug in?
Doug should be in.
We're Doug in. Here we are. Doug Bierkus, the president of Dynamic Discs, joins our Newsmaker 2 program. Doug, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry I'm late. I appreciate you all's patience.
Not a problem, Doug. Anything for you, you know that.
Yeah. Hey, we just got back from the Emporia Country Club in Jones Park, working with a guy that's putting in some new pads and some new pins in preparation for the big event at the end of April and for the World Championships in August, and took a little longer than we thought, but those courses are going to be fantastic. In time for April.
You've been highlighting that on your Facebook page. I'm seeing some of the stuff that you've been putting up here about specifically over at Jones. What is this about a new and longest safari hole? What is all that about?
I don't know. A safari hole is usually a hole that is kind of created by individuals where they start on one tee pad and go to another basket on another hole.
Okay.
So I don't know if I haven't seen that particular social media thread, but we do have some long holes out at the Jones Park. But as far as safari holes go, there's all kinds of ways you can create those.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, a couple of big, huge events you're talking about. Dynamic Discs Open coming up the end of April, and I know that we've had Jackie on the air. She's been recruiting volunteer help, so still in need of volunteers for that massive event coming up here, Doug?
Absolutely. We can use anybody from the community that's willing to help. If folks go to dynamicdiscsopen.com, that's dynamicdiscsopen.com, there's a tab there for volunteering, and there's a form you can fill out. And anybody that's listening that wants to pitch in and help us out, it takes a lot of people to pull off one of these big events, and we could certainly use the help. And one of the myths about volunteering, too, is that you don't have to be an expert in disc golf. We have volunteer positions that are on the course where it is helpful to know a little bit about disc golf, but then we also have several opportunities for folks to lend a hand where you don't need to know about disc golf. So anybody's welcome.
Well, and if people want to feel more comfortable, I think you'll be gathering volunteers too prior to the event for maybe a little information session on what they can expect and what they need to do.
That's correct. In fact, for those that do want to be on a course and want to help spot, we call them spotters, on holes that maybe the disc lands in an area that's blind from the tee pad where you can't see it, or if there's some tall grass or some areas where a disc can land that will be tough to find. We have folks that sit out on the course and kind of keep an eye on those shots and mark them with little marking flags, and there's kind of some rules and protocol on how to do that, and we do a couple different workshops before our big events where we'll review what's expected of somebody who's on the course spotting. And what a great opportunity to be right on the course watching the Ricky Wysockis and the Paul McBeths roll through right in front of your eyes.
The world's best,
that's right.
For sure. And I would assume, Doug, quite a little excitement at Dynamic Discs after the Waco Open. You have one of your DD team members fare quite well there, I understand.
Valerie Mondejano, yeah, who is from Texas, won the Waco Charity Cup, which is one of the Elite Series events. It's the same tier event as the Dynamic Discs Open, and boy, how exciting to see that happen and have somebody with Dynamic Discs logos all over them win that tournament down in Texas. It was very special.
How big is that to have one of your own winning one of those major tournaments as far as maybe business outreach is concerned, considering Valerie just came on board here earlier this year and, essentially starting off the disc golf season with a win?
Yeah, no, it's a great point. It's incredibly important for us. And, it kind of goes back to advertising and marketing 101. You get your logo out in front of people. It may not trigger someone to buy something right off the bat, but it puts an imprint in your mind, as all advertising does, and as people are watching the live coverage, which I think there were 30 plus thousand people watching the stream at one point. I didn't get the data for Waco, but 2 weeks ago in Vegas, it was over 30,000 people were watching it. And if we have players that are on that coverage with the Dynamic Disc logo on their back or on their left chest, it helps us out for sure. Also, success breeds success. And when people see people winning tournaments throwing our discs, a lot of the amateurs, the newer disc golfers, they they say, wow, Valerie just won. I like her. She throws dynamic discs. I need to start throwing them myself. So that's good for business, too.
Yeah, so, yeah, great. And it sounded like the attendance in Waco was outstanding, too. I saw clips from a number of players who were just really fired up about the big-time attendance in Waco. Of course, it just shows the strength of professional disc golf and disc golf as a whole.
Boy, that's a good point.
As it continues to expand and explode, you know, across the country.
Yeah.
So we're really excited to bring the Dynamic Disc Open here to town. It just keeps getting bigger and better, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But first, let's touch on the Monkey Island Open, Doug. I know you've got a community cleanup effort that's going to happen here first on March 22nd.
Yeah, I know that Jackie is spearheading that. She's doing a fantastic job of leading the charge on that event. We are looking for folks that can help out at Peter Pan, just kind of cleaning up the park. And then, not this weekend, but the following weekend, the actual tournament takes place. And I'm actually going to be doing something that I have not done in a long, long time at that event. With Jackie running it and me not needing to do that, I'm going to caddy for my wife who's playing that tournament. So it'll be nice to walk around with her and kind of experience an Emporia event from the other side.
Did you volunteer to do that? How'd that happen?
That's a personal question. No, I absolutely, she loves it. She asks me to caddy all the time,
okay.
And I rarely can do it. And in this case, I can, and it's a lot of fun to just walk through the park and watch her throw disc golf shots and enjoy the beautiful Peter Pan. And I'm looking forward to it, and glad to say yes when she asked me.
Well, I have to ask you this. What is the responsibility of a caddy for a disc golfer? Is it much like a ball golfer, Doug?
You know, it all depends. In some cases, if you're caddying for someone that you know and they want your feedback and they ask you questions, absolutely. You might give them suggestions on, hey, you might want to throw mid-range, or, hey, you've been throwing this particular disc really well, I'd suggest you throw that, or, you know, there's oftentimes that type of conversation going on, much like in traditional ball golf.
Okay.
Other times, a caddy just needs to keep his mouth shut and just carry the bag.
Yeah, that's it.
And it could be one of those two things going on at the Monkey Island Open for me. A lot of it depends on how well she's playing.
Well, yeah, I know there's a psychological angle you have to take with this. You have to know when to take that opening and when not to,
yep.
I guess.
That is correct.
So are you still signing people up for the Monkey Island Open, Doug?
Well, you people can still sign up, but there's a waiting list for both days. So
okay.
The event filled in one day. I mean, it's just another testimony to how rapid disc golf is growing. If you want to get on the wait list, you can certainly do that. You can go to discgolfscene, SCENE.com, and find out more information about the Monkey Island Open.
Man, I just missed out. Chuck? And jump on that soon enough. Get on there.
Doug? Okay, so now here's a little inside tip. If one of you guys wants to play, I can pull some strings.
You open that door, Ron. You're playing.
And I think, yeah, your bluff just got called. So
are there different tiers there, Doug?
There are. There's. I don't quite remember which divisions play on each day, but on. Saturday, I believe it's Saturday, it's the intermediate, which is kind of the middle ground amateurs and the professionals. And then I believe the second day, and I might have these flip-flopped, and then the other day, whether it's Saturday or Sunday, are the recreation division golfers, which are kind of entry-level amateurs, as well as advanced golfers, which are kind of the high end of the amateur golfers. So we have a handful of people that will play both days. They'll play intermediate one day and then advance the next day, kind of play in the division they're really good at and maybe try a division that they're thinking about moving up to.
And we're talking with Doug Bierkes, president of Dynamic Discs, and we'll get you on, obviously, again before the big event, the Dynamic Discs Open, coming up at the end of April. But are things lining up to be, you know, huge numbers again, Doug? What are we looking at right now?
Oh, yeah, the main event, which is the top touring pros, that filled up in basically a day. We've got the best in the world playing. They're playing Texas State's next weekend down in Tyler, Texas. And then I believe they're heading east for a tournament, into Arkansas, and then at the end of April they'll be here in Emporia. And man, we're super excited to have them here. We're expecting a ton of spectators. We'll also have a bunch of amateur golfers in town playing on other courses, so it's looking good. Block party that Saturday night, April the 30th, I believe.
I think so.
Downtown is would love the community to come out for that. And then on Friday, April the 29th, we'll be out at the Lyon County Fairgrounds with a big bonfire. Come out and enjoy that. It's a BYOB event, so if you want to bring something to drink and enjoy the festivities out there, it's a great way for our community to connect with all of the guests that are in town enjoying the disc golf.
Outstanding. And then you've got still looking at the World Championships coming up here later this year?
Yep. It'd be the biggest disc golf tournament in the history of our sport. And I'm not just saying that because we're running it. It's just with the timing of everything. There will be a lot of eyeballs watching Emporia, Kansas, and watching the best in the world compete for the 2022 world title. It's hard to believe it's been 6 years since we hosted it in 2016 when Valerie Jenkins won her fourth world title and Ricky Wysocki won his first world title. So lots of fireworks and excitement back in 2016, and we're expecting the same thing this year at the end of August.
I have to ask you here, sorry, Ron, I have to ask you here, Doug, about the World Championships in Emporia coming out of COVID when you're riding the surge of the last year and a half to 2 years on the participation side, the interest side, but you know, just the fact that everybody's out of COVID, at least the way it appears right now, and that side of the momentum in addition to what you're seeing elsewhere.
Oh yeah, that has been huge. It's going to be nice, and if keeping our fingers crossed, if everything continues along the trajectory that it is now, we shouldn't have any limitations on what we can do because of COVID, and it'll be really, really nice. We spent the last couple of years doing all kinds of special things to be able to host events, and knowing that we don't have to keep as close an eye on some of those things that we did when COVID was a little more active is certainly exciting for us.
Well, you're back on track to host the World Championships this summer. It just seems, Doug, and please correct me if I'm wrong here, but just from watching from kind of afar, and I do follow the Professional Disc Golf Association on Twitter and Facebook as kind of get updates on what is going on, but it sure seems that, you know, competition to host events is much more fierce now than it was just, say, 3 or 4 years ago. Would that be a correct statement?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. For Emporia to continue hosting major events, you know, world championships, we have to continue to step up our game. In fact, the huge project going on at Jones Park, which is in its final stages to put in the new Supreme 18 disc golf course at Jones Park, was a definite and direct response to us having to up our game in order to host a world championship. And I think it's good for the sport that it's getting more competitive to do that. Emporia, though, is still smack dab on the top of the pile of cities that the PDGA wants to work with, and we'll continue to look at ways that we can bring disc golf to Emporia.
Disc golf capital of the world, wouldn't you say?
Right here.
You got it. The number one small town disc golf city in the country, as per UDisc, doing a survey a year or two ago.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Before I let you go, you mentioned Jones Park and the renovations. What has totally went into that? Obviously, it's a design. Your team, obviously, is putting this all together. What kind of an effort has that been, Doug?
It's been a lot of effort. I want to first and foremost thank the city for approving the work to be done at the course. We've been kind of project managing the project, trying to keep the existing courses in the ground while putting in new courses. So if you've been out there, you've probably seen a gazillion baskets. But in fact, I think today we're going to start pulling some of the older baskets and getting it kind of in ship shape condition for the folks who'll be coming to town at the end of April. So it's been a lot of work. The city has been outstanding. We've got some local folks that have been doing a lot of the work. Scott Teichman and his team built a island green for hole number one that is just spectacular. It's going to be one of those disc golf photos that a lot of people want to take a picture of themselves with that green and post them on social media. It's just going to be a great way to further expose Emporia as the greatest place in the world for disc golf.
Can't wait to see that. That's exciting. Well, Doug, as always, we appreciate your time very much, and I know we'll get you back on here in the Dynamic Disc team to talk about the big Dynamic Disc Open coming up late April, huge event. Appreciate all you do, Doug, and again, thanks for your time.
Yeah, and if I could just say one last thing, if anybody's listening and they haven't played disc golf and they're wondering what all the buzz is about, you can certainly go to our retail store at 912 Commercial Street. They can help you down there with a few discs to get you started. We've got beginner courses, intermediate courses, championship courses throughout town, the surrounding areas. This is the place to be for disc golf, and if you haven't tried it, this spring is a great time to get out there and give it a shot. I know you two guys have given it a shot and have played a couple different times.
Yeah.
I know you've enjoyed it, and
yes, sir.
It's good for everybody. So thanks for having me again, and I'm sorry I was running a little late. I'll try not to make that happen again.
No problem, Doug. Thanks.
Thanks, Doug.
Okay, thank you. Yep,
yeah, Doug Bierkus, the president of Dynamic Discs. Plenty going on. We could talk for hours.
We could.
Well, we need to touch on the manufacturing and the retail store and all this
stuff. That'll be for the next update.
All right. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 620-342-6272. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. It's 843.
Newman Regional Health proudly announces the addition of 3D mammography for screening and diagnostic exams.